Now, listeners, I'm going to be welcoming back to the show Scott Ridgway, who is the chair of the advisory board for the H. Franklin Brooks Philanthropic Fund. Welcome, Scott.
Well, thanks for having me back. I appreciate you all keeping our viewers and listeners up to date about the Brooks Fund and what we're doing in the community.
Well, so when we last spoke, you were just in the thick of Wanderlust, and that's been a big success and has been put to bed. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was a great success. The Lane Munger Museum had us back again this year, and we had some wonderful sponsors. We were able to raise a little bit over $20,000 that goes into our endowment, and we really appreciate Bacon and Caviar and Bridgestone for their support, being the two of the lead sponsors, and we had close to 450 people in attendance.
Right. Wow. And so, well, let's touch on that. You mentioned the endowment, which is the working goal, I guess, of the Brooks Fund, is to create this this package of money that they can do great things with?
Right. Back in 1995, when the H. Franklin Brooks Fund was created at the Community Foundations of Middle Tennessee, our goal was to look at our mission and encourage the inclusion, acceptance, and recognition of Middle Tennessee lesbian and gay citizens by promoting the respect and equality and improvement services. So when this fund was established, our goal was to build the fund over a period of time so that we would be able to, give funding out, grants out to non-profit charities in Middle Tennessee.
Right. So you have to get a little in the bank so that that you can make the work happen there.
Yeah.
And this is where your advisory board comes in. Now, as I understand it, for the fund, the advisory board is the governing body. It does the business, does all the grant consideration, et cetera.
Correct. And the advisory board's made up of community leaders that really look at the vision of what our fund is. But one of the committees that we have within the advisory board is the grant committee. And each year, when Community Foundations of Middle Tennessee releases their announcements for all types of nonprofits to be a part of their grant process, there's a way that folks within the Middle Tennessee can apply for grants that are established through the Brooks Fund. And so the committee meets, and after all the applications are received, then the committee meets and reviews those applications, and then they make recommendations based on what they believe would be beneficial to fund those organizations, and then that is sent to the Community Foundations of Middle Tennessee's full board of directors, which they ultimately make the decisions of funding different organizations, because we're just an advisory board.
Okay. So that explains how that connection. And it is grant season as we're talking about this. You are announcing some of these grants that you've put out this year.
Yes.
Correct?
right. Since 1997, the Brooks Fund has provided over $182,000 in Middle Tennessee nonprofit organizations to support different programs. And so this year's grantees are three of them. We're excited to announce that the Jewish Family Service of Nashville and Middle Tennessee will receive a grant to conduct adoption home studies and coordinate child placement and post-placement services to the gay and lesbian community. So we're really excited about them. Nashville and Harmony will receive a grant to help underwrite their outreach and performance activities for the 2011-2012. And they have been a recipient of our funds before. And then also, another one is Oasis Center will receive a grant to support their Just Us program, which is really dedicated to helping the GLBT youth achieve their full potential. So we're really excited about the grants that are going to be receiving funding this year.
Right. And those join a list of pretty good other groups. One that I was really surprised to, something I never thought about. But you made a grant to the Eating Disorder Coalition of Tennessee a while back that was GLBT focused as well.
Exactly. So our range of providing funding to different nonprofit organizations are just like you said. One of the grants was the Eating Disorder Coalition received a grant to host screenings on featuring documentaries of prevalent of eating disorder within the gay community. So there's all different types of opportunities for folks, nonprofits in the Middle Tennessee area to look at different grants within the community foundations of Middle Tennessee, and because the Brooks Fund is a discretionary fund geared to certain types of funding, it's very exciting to see different apply for our funds and to be able to look at our overall mission.
Right. And so the Brooks Fund has been set up for all this time to really do Middle Tennessee focused and bridging activities is a great shortcut for it, I guess.
Oh, yes. I mean, looking at how we can partner people together, how we can bring different communities together is so important. We're just excited about that.
Mm-hmm. And I know another project that I think is 2 years in the process. Help me with the Brooks Fund History Project. That's one that I've read a little about, but I don't know all the details anymore.
Well, one of the things is that several years ago, several folks that got together. Back in the spring of 2009. The Brooks Fund History Project is an ongoing multimedia record of the GLBT lives within Middle Tennessee. It really contains interviews with gay, transgender, bisexual residents reflecting on their life before 1970 and how homosexuality was viewed in the larger community. So as of today, this project has interviewed 26 individuals with a wide scope of from gay men from that had led dual lives before the 70s, and also just talking about discussing early days within gay bars in Nashville. So I think what's really unique about this, Carter, is that the videotapes and the transcriptions of all of these interviews are going to be archived in the Special Collections Division within the Nashville Public Library. And this documentary will be produced from the interviews. And so we had many folks that donated to this. And so we're really looking forward to kind of closing the first part of this history project.
Wow. So there'll be sometime in the near future, there'll be a premiere of this documentary we'll be looking forward to.
Well, yeah, we hope that probably in the spring. This is just phase one, and so eventually we hope to be able to move to phase two to maybe look in the 80s and see different views during that lifespan.
Wow. Great. So, we've talked about how this grant process has been going on, and so looking to the first of the year, or even as we're at that end of the year close stuff, do you all have sort of closing the books types projects going on or final appeals?
Well, next Monday we're having our thank you holiday party, and it's at Alon Salon over in Green Hills. And so we're excited about that. It starts at 6:30, so we're going to be recognizing board members that are rotating off, recognizing sponsors, folks that have made contributions to the Brooks Fund during this last year. So we're really looking forward to kind of closing out the year. We also just elected the board for next year, and we have 7 or 8 new board members, and we will be announcing those probably at that gathering next Monday.
Right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing about the subtle changes going on there. But you're going to stay in your board chair position, is that correct?
Yes, yes. So, I've been asked to serve one more year with the membership of the advisory council votes on the officers, and so I will stay one more year. Pam Sheffer will be the vice chair, and Stephanie Barger, the same leadership that's in off this year, will stay on another year. But we're just excited about bringing on some new board members.
Right, yes. So fresh blood always helps out everything. We know that story. Well, Scott, it just sounds like some wonderful stuff is wrapping up here as everyone is creeping into the winter and the slowdown, and you, like everyone else, are doing great things at the end of the year. And I want to thank you for the few minutes you've been able to give me to catch up with what's going on, and we certainly look forward to the first of the year announcements that I'm sure you'll be calling us with.
Well, we really appreciate being on the radio again, and if people want to find out more information about the Brooks Fund or would like to make a donation, they can go to thebrooksfund.org or get in touch with Community Foundations. They're a great organization. If people want to look at putting some money where projects are being funded that are really supporting the community, the Community Foundations of Middle Tennessee does a great job with that. So, again, thanks for having us on, and we look forward to talking to you the first of the year.
Great. So, listeners, I've been chatting with Scott Ridgway, who is the advisory board chair for the H. Franklin Books Philanthropic Fund, a member organization of the Community Foundations of Middle Tennessee, and we've learned a lot from them today. So thank you again, Scott, for spending the time with us.